I'm Barry Funkhauser, and this is the Barry Funkhauser Show. Here's what's going on today. Well, there are supply chain issues that are causing a nationwide Girl Scout cookie shortage. The Crestline grocery store that closed amid heavy snowfall has reopened, and a record-breaking Powerball winner has double-dipped. As always, I'm here with my co-host and general know-it-all current events guy, Joe. Enjoying the sunshine lately, Joe? Because here comes the rain again.
I know. I'm so bummed. It was so nice out today.
Falling on my head.
And now it's like midnight. It's going to
be falling on my head.
What are you trying to
do? Emotion. Is it real? Oh, baby. Talk to me. Loud.
Why are you singing your rhythmics? Oh, all right, I can't concentrate if you're going to keep singing. Oh, here's something fun. You know Dave from the Eurythmics? Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics? I guess
I do. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead, tell everybody.
I thought, because honestly, like, I don't watch any of these reality programs at all anymore, but honestly, this was kind of cute. His daughter was on what, American Idol or something like that. And he
season
came...
21.
And what?
Season 21. I'm full invested, my friend. I've watched every minute.
All right. So she is on American Idol, and Dave Stewart came out to play guitar for her, and he was nervous about it. It was honestly pretty sweet. So, and I don't think she actually realizes just how big her dad's band it actually is, because she was like, yeah, my dad was in a band called the Eurythmics. And
yeah,
everybody, all the judges freak out, and she's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and it's like, this is Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics. Oh my gosh. Like, one of the biggest, most influential alt bands in the 80s. And you're like, I guess he's famous.
He got the Eurythmics got inaugurated into the Hall of Fame at the same year that Lionel Richie did. So
Lionel Richie.
It's a good little reunion on the Idol. Man, I am watching. That is so good. Listen, you have to trash everything that you know and think about American Idol in the past in order to enjoy it. Like, go in cold, like not expecting anything, like it's a brand new show, and you'll have a really, really enjoyable time.
Really? No,
you,
I just
really
don't know.
Good job.
I watched karaoke for a really long time, you know, for years and years, and I'm over watching karaoke.
No, I'll tell you why it's good. Because
why?
They have focused on the storytelling angle of it. So,
oh, that's like the worst part for me. Like, I really do not care about people's lives.
Oh, man. Well, there's not a lot of singing in it anymore. There's a lot of stories.
Oh, then that's even worse. That's like MTV when they stopped playing music videos and just started playing trash. It's the same exact thing. I came to watch good performances. The instant that they started like delving into people's personal lives and stuff, I'm like, I just don't care. I just want
to
see.
Well, you cared about the Eurythmics one.
Because it's the Eurythmics. I don't care about his daughter. I was just like, oh, hey, it's Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics. Oh, hey, he's playing guitar for his daughter. That's kind of cool. That's all. I don't really care.
All right. Well, it's still a good show. You should.
No, it's not. Okay. We will agree.
I'm going
to agree to disagree.
We will agree to dis.
I'm going to agree to disagree. I do like Lionel Richie, and I do like Katy Perry. I do wish Katy Perry would stop being so weird about stuff. You know, just be a nice person, Katy Perry. Stop being
you
weird
throw
about
Blake
your politics.
Shelton on the bus, like he ain't nothing. Oh wait, is it Blake?
Wait, who?
Who's the other
now,
guy?
That's, no, that's come on. That's Blake Shelton's on the other show.
Who's on this one? Oh man,
that's the voice. I don't know. Mark Ronson, maybe.
Oh,
I don't
no,
know.
It's another country guy, man. He's good.
That's another country guy. Then I am completely lost. Is it Brad
see,
Paisley?
You got to tune in.
Is it Brad Paisley? Because that's the only other country guy.
Oh man,
I
got to tune in. It's a good one. It's good. Good. I tell you, you have been wrong once. You can be wrong again.
I've been wrong way more than once, man. All right, get into the news. Come on.
All right. Well, there are supply chain issues that are causing a nationwide Girl Scout cookie shortage, and everyone is freaking out. Listen.
All right. Thin Mints, Samoas, Tagalongs.
cookies you can only get once a year. You know exactly what we're talking about. This weekend, your last chance to snag a box. But it really hasn't been smooth sailing for Girl Scouts cookie sales this year. Our reporter Allie Espinosa joins us live in the control room. And Allie, it's going to upset a lot of people. Why have sales been more difficult for troops in the Grand Strand this year?
Well, Eric, it's because of a nationwide shortage. Troops in Myrtle Beach are selling the last few boxes from this season, but others have already wrapped up their sales. It all goes back to a supply chain issue.
Evermore says one of her favorite parts of being a Girl Scout is making friends and
to buy boxes and eat it. While we were out of booze, we would buy boxes because we were hungry.
She says selling cookies is something many Girl Scouts look forward to, but this time last year, her fellow troop experienced some road bumps.
We actually didn't sell cookies last year, so this is our first year with her being in Girl Scouts and doing cookie sales.
The Girl Scouts of Eastern South Carolina say last year their supplier, ABC Baker, experienced a shortage.
There are two companies in the U.S. that supply Girl Scout troops their cookies. One is ABC Baker's and the other one is Little Brownie Baker's. Now, currently, Little Brownie Baker's is experiencing a nationwide shortage because of supply chain issues, which means you may not be getting your favorite cookies this year.
Cookie season kind of put me off for a while, but now that we've been through and done it, it's really not that bad.
And amid the shortage some Girl Scouts are currently facing, Evers Troop is approaching the end of what they say was an extremely successful season compared to last year.
Since I know more about, like, what to do at booths, I want to set a higher goal because now it's not, like, now we're...
Now we know what to expect.
Yeah. We know more.
And if you haven't gotten your hands on some of your favorite cookies, you still have some time.
Yeah, it's like another week. But now I understand, Joe. I get it. I was really upset.
About?
No, okay.
Not so, being able to get your cookies?
Well, not really. Okay, so you remember, I don't know if you remember, but or if you know, there are Girl Scout like stores in the mall now.
There are?
Yeah. Yeah, where you can buy the, if you're a Girl Scout, you can get your wardrobe there. You don't have to, like, go buy it in the mail and have it shipped to you or however they used to do it. You can go and try it.
I had no idea.
Whatever it is, they got gear for Girl Scouts. But you can buy the cookies, right? And then first I noticed that, and then there's giant popcorn bags in the window.
Okay, that's Boy Scouts.
Well, it's Girl Scouts, too, the popcorn thing.
No, the Boy Scouts sell the popcorn. Do the Girl Scouts sell popcorn? Why are the Girl Scouts encroaching on the Boy Scouts money-making operation?
Hang on. The Boy Scouts sell popcorn?
Yes, that's always been a thing.
Always.
No, that's always been the thing. Like, the Girl Scouts had the cookies.
I never noticed that.
And then the Boy Scouts had, like, the big tins of popcorn. You know, like, with the regular popcorn and the cheddar popcorn and the caramel corn. You know, the
Boy
three
Scouts
divide
are hawking
things.
Popcorn? I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, that's how the Boy Scouts made money. The Girl Scouts made money with cookies and the Boy Scouts made money with popcorn.
Okay. Because, I thought I figured something out, Joe. Because
like some kind of life hack for Girl Scout cookies?
No. Because I was looking for Girl Scout cookies and all I could find was popcorn. You know, and I was like, what in the world is happening to the world?
Oh, you know what? Because it was even the Girl Scout store probably is embargoed as far as when they are allowed to sell the cookies.
Yeah, probably. I thought they were just doing it because of the shortage and everybody was selling popcorn. But
nope.
Oh, okay. Well, I never liked the idea. They sell them in bags, Joe, not in a tin anymore. There's a bag of popcorn.
The tin, it's the tin can get wasteful, so you know, and they got to look at the budgets that they, you know, they're trying to get popcorn to people and they want to make it reasonably priced still, so I'll take it in a bag. I'm fine with that. That's how you get it at the fair anyway.
I don't even want to tell you how much it costs. Holy crap.
Oh, come on, man. So my niece up in Seattle area is in the Girl Scouts, and she sent me a nice little email and a text message asking if her Uncle Joe can buy, you know, a couple boxes of cookies. I ended up buying 30. and then I had UPS mom drive it down from Seattle for me. So I saved on some shipping. I have 30 boxes of, well, not 30 anymore. I have like 20. Because I already ate 10 boxes in the last
two weeks.
What
kind do you go with?
Oh, man, I got so many.
Oh, you just go with the variety?
Yeah, well, I didn't get any of the raspberry. Like, the new raspberry cookie, I guess, is like this phenomenal unicorn of a cookie. And it was like impossible to get. So I didn't get those. But I got, I think, 10 boxes of Samoas, 6 boxes of Thin Mints, 6 boxes of Adventurefuls, some of the lemon ones, some of the s'mores ones. Oh, yeah, they do. This is going to look. Well, I mean, they have a long shelf life if you don't eat them. But, man, they're Girl Scout cookies. I am just mowing through these boxes.
Be careful, buddy.
I put on like 3
pounds. Be careful.
We got to
go out there and do stuff this summer.
I know. I'm going to be so big.
Yeah, Girl Scout cookies.
I am blaming the Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, no, but that's how you, if you want to get Girl Scout cookies next year, just let me know. I'll put it in an order and we'll make my niece Speary the world's greatest seller of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh man, I can't wait. I've been looking for like the right one to submit to because I don't want to like buy them from an irreputable Girl Scout troop. You know, who knows what they're doing?
It's not a whole. I don't know. Oh, what
their time. those sneaky ones outside of a Ralph's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Shouldn't you be doing?
Are you talking about the movie with Diane from Cheers?
Shouldn't you be learning how to tie a knot or something at this time?
Sure. But the next time it comes around, just stock up, man. That's what I do. You got to stock up on the Girl Scout.
I'll let you know now that I know. Everybody let
Joe know. And everybody else, if you guys want to put in next year, you want to put in some Girl Scout orders, next year I'll make sure to get my niece's link up there and you can order them from her.
Yeah, let's send this girl to college on cookies. Do it.
That would rule.
It's tough to know where the world is headed, but a greater life is possible at any time. This offer from Greater Nevada can help you out now. Act on our limited time CD rates, earning up to 4.25% APY at 12, 18, or 24-month terms with only a $1,000 minimum balance. Boosting your savings, now that's living greater. Start today at livegreater.com.
APY is the annual percentage yield and is subject to change without notice. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the land of the free for all Hispanics comes the news platform that truly represents you. Seriousness, professionalism, and above all, the truth. Go to the Apple App Store or Google Play and download the free Americano Media app, where the news is real and opinions are based on facts. Our purpose is to inform and create debate with different points of view, encouraging conversation and ideas for free thinkers. Go to the Apple App Store or Google Play and download the Americano Media app for free today. No more fake news. Americano Media. This is real.
All right, Joe, more news. You remember in Crestline up there in the mountaintops, you remember that grocery store that collapsed?
Yeah.
Remember the helicopter pictures? That was like the only grocery store up there. Well, Jensen's Foods has reopened after a historic storm forced its closure earlier this year. Here, listen for a live report.
Yeah, the employees are also so grateful to be back to work. We saw them this morning hugging and high-fiving each other, happy to see one another again, thankful to see everyone back again, back to work, their fellow workers, but also the customers here who lost a lifeline that we've been reporting when the storm stranded people here for weeks after that once-in-a-generation blizzard dumped so much snow here. It caused the roof here at Jensen's to sag. It had some structural problems, and that forced the grocery store here to close, a huge hardship for residents here in Blue Jay and neighboring mountain communities that rely on this store for their essential supplies. And then in addition to that, we know nearby Goodwin's and Crestline also closed because the entire roof collapsed there under the heavy snow. Now, many residents who could get out of their homes, they had to rely on the county for food distribution sites for the last several weeks. They're grateful now they can do their shopping here. We did speak to one of the co-owners, so grateful that they were able to get the work done and get back to serving their customers. They felt horrible when the roof did collapse, but again, they did a lot of work here. They posted some stuff on social media. You could smell the pies and the bread baking in the bakery section. They're thrilled to be back serving their customers. And the one thing a lot of the folks are saying here is now let's get Goodwin's back so the folks in these communities can have both of these grocery stores that they've grown to love. Jensen's, by by the way, has been serving this community since like the late 1940s. We'll send it back to you.
Wow. You know, Joe, sometimes we get the news wrong here on the Barry Funkhauser Show. And do you mind if I give you a retraction there? Because I did I said that the one in Crestline reopened. Well, it doesn't sound like it did because I don't know where Blue Jay is. There's a city called Blue Jay. And I didn't know there were two grocery stores that collapsed, but that was the one that collapsed in Blue Jay. I guess the
Blue Jay is just a neighborhood by Lake Arrowhead. It's in Crestline. The right one. It's the right one. No, it's the same one. Yeah. Ugh. It's the same one. It's in Crestline. They're just saying Blue Jay because that's the neighborhood it was in.
I'm confused.
Because it's like Studio City.
I'm
Sherman Oaks.
Complained about it, Joe.
Sherman Oaks is not a city.
Just glad
Sherman Oaks is a neighborhood.
Just glad they can get their canned tomatoes again.
I am too. I'm glad that
because like people ask me why I moved away from LA. It's because you probably never hear this kind of story, but you would in a small town. Now I know like Crestline's not really considered, but it is like it's a secluded small part of town.
That is rural California.
Yeah.
Those mountain towns, that's pretty rural.
It's like in other news, a cow roamed on the freeway. Look out for it. Like that kind of news. That's what I'm in for. So, you know, I'm sad about the grocery store. The only grocery store in town closed, but it's opening again.
Fantastic.
All right, in other news, just days after closing on a mansion in the Hollywood Hills, the winner of the largest Powerball jackpot in history has purchased another luxury home to the tune of about $4 million.
The winner of the $2 billion Powerball, Edwin Castro, is adding to his real estate portfolio. He's now the owner of a $4 million Japanese-inspired home in Altadena.
I love this.
It's located less than 4 miles from Joe's Service Center.
Aww.
That's where Edwin purchased the winning ticket back in November. Castro also recently acquired a $25.5 million home in Hollywood Hills.
That's how you make your money work for you. You know, you get all this money, you buy property, and then you start investing.
You know, I just got a little sick at my stomach when you said the price tag of that home. Like, I'm so jealous.
It'll be fine.
Party at Edwin's.
He's got the money.
It's awesome.
Isn't this like the worst case scenario for a lottery winner where they're tracking their every move and their every sale?
Yeah, I would. If I win the lottery, I already have a
plan. I'm out, dude. Change my name.
No, you just win the lottery. You put it in a trust. That is, you know, where everything is private and you just have lawyers do it and then no one knows who it is. You can do that in California.
This guy's making mistakes, man. You know, it's not investing in property. He bought a $25 million mansion in the Hollywood Hills and now he bought another $4 million.
He's not buying cars, you know? Well, I mean, he's probably buying cars, but property is probably one of the best investment vehicles still. So, I mean, if I won $2 billion, I'd be buying property all over the place.
That's $2 billion.
You'd have a house. Change. I'd buy your parents' house.
I have a dream of buying
it to them.
Higher neighborhood.
Oh, you know, yeah, I have a dream of making like a planned community like that.
No,
too.
No, like the one that's here. You know, I don't want to build one. I want to like buy one, like a whole neighborhood. And, you know, guys like Mr. Beast can do that stuff. But I keep looking out there in the Mojave Desert as we have this climate change happening at a rapid pace, I think, maybe.
So you want to go to a place where they're getting almost no rain?
That town, what's that town with that toxic lake at it that has...
The toxic lake town? You're talking about the Salton Sea?
That's right. And the
what about the Salton Sea?
Cities nearby there that are dying. Like,
why would you want to live there?
I just want to buy a neighborhood.
But why? Why would you want to live in a place that is going to have like arsenic clouds?
Well, I guess
because
you can live anywhere if you've got $2 billion. I'm just thinking realistically with like what I could
see. What I would want to do is make like a really cool little community out north of the Joshua Tree, like in Sunfair.
You're gonna get a lot of druggies out there, man. A lot of problems.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I'd make like a nice little desert retreat. You know, I would have security.
First thing
I have $2 billion. I would have so much security. It'd be great.
You got to buy Zizix Road and the hot springs out there.
Ooh, do I want to buy Zizix? Ooh.
It's always available. Ooh, actually, right now, the science
Zizix.
Center.
Maybe. What I would actually probably do is buy like a whole swath of Santa Barbara and make it awesome.
You don't have enough money.
Yeah, I know. $2 billion probably wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, a couple
Barbara,
of
to be
them.
Honest with
couple,
you.
Couple structures up there.
So I don't know. You know, winning the lotto, you know, has a
you
get a lot of
lotto,
dreams
though?
Go. You get a lot of dreams going on. I would just like to. I think if I won a big prize, I would just want to help people. Because you know, do you realize how much good you can do with $1 billion? Just
probably a lot,
man. You could do so much good stuff for $1 billion. So I would just want to help people because I don't need $1 billion. If I have $20 million, I'd buy. If I had $20 million, I'd buy a house. You know, I'd make sure that I was set up for retirement. I'd make sure, like, you know, my brothers and sisters are all set up and stuff. My mom's taken care of. You're taken care of. If I had $1 billion, I would do that. $20 million for myself, take care of all that stuff. I would take enough money to buy you and I a signal in Los Angeles so we could broadcast.
Gosh,
I do. Stop
I
it.
Want.
What? Hey, I'll buy you a farm too.
You know what I want?
Come on.
Can I tell you what my dream is?
What could I buy you if I won $2 billion in the lottery?
Well, I don't know. I have everything I need. Here's what I would do if I won the lottery, Joe. You'd never know it. I'd still live modestly. Everything would be paid off. I would act, you know, I'd just be a regular average Joe, but then I'd be gone for like 5 months a year. No one know where I'm at. And, you know, I'd probably own a bunch of farmland or some, you know, all my money would be somewhere nobody knows. And then every so often I'd welcome people into my life. You know what I mean? Like one by one, I'd like indoctrinate them into like the secret Funkhauser where like there's this like Disneyland of something out there that I've made that nobody knows about. And I just go there half a year maybe. And but the rest of the year, I'm going to, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing right now. I like the idea of you wouldn't know it. If I won the lottery or not, you wouldn't know it.
You know what it come down to me. You know the first Iron Man movie, where
no.
Okay, well, a lot of our viewers probably know the first Iron Man movie. I like the Marvel
movies.
They
were
fun.
Window.
Wait, what?
Viewers, who's watching us? Do you have a window?
Listeners. Sorry. Our listeners probably have watched the first, you know, Iron Man movie. Anyway, there's a part in at the end of the movie where Robert Downey Jr.'s character is, you know, meeting with the press, and he's like hemming and hawing about like who Iron Man is, and he's trying to keep it secret. And then he finally just blurts out, you know what? I'm Iron Man. And the crowd just goes crazy. That would be me. I would be out there trying to like hem and haw about, oh, I don't want to tell people that I'm a lottery. And then I'd finally just get to a point and be like, you know what? Fine. I won $3 billion.
Hey,
you know, that would be it.
That's well and good. Don't get me wrong, though. I don't want to be like Batman Bruce Wayne garbage. I don't want to be like pushing a button and then like you know what I mean? Like on the.
Why not? That would be cool. I would absolutely make
douchey.
A bat cave. That would be
way
awesome.
Too douchey. No, I want to be regular Joe. And then, hey, let's go take a, you know, we'll take a bus to an airplane in the middle of the desert and that a private jet that'll take us. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. No belt. I don't need a belt with stuff on it. And like,
I would want to fight. You know what? I would actually fight crime. I would need way, way more than $2 billion. Because
you wouldn't know it.
Like, Bruce Wayne has been good about keeping his identity secret. I don't know if I could. I think I would just.
It's
I think
like,
I would,
oh, there's that dude in a suit that fights crime and is a millionaire. You know, like I don't even want that. I would rather just be a silent killer.
I mean, sure, it's like, I don't want to become so famous that I can't walk down the street or go grocery shop by myself. I'd still want to do some stuff like that.
You would immediately lose that privilege if you won the lottery.
I know, right? See, that would, so that would suck. But I think I, but like,
not if you think like me, my friend. Not if you act as if.
I don't know if I can. I just don't know if I can.
Our listeners don't know if I actually won the lottery in the past. You know, you'll never
know. See, I don't know either because you haven't indoctrinated me into the funk.
That's right. You haven't been invited yet. Maybe that could be it.
All right. Exactly. But I would be just like this dude. I would buy property. I would buy a house in Hawaii on Oahu.
In Hawaii, far away, not like a block.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't be silent about it because a house in Hawaii, like even a modest house, is like
everybody's got
$1.5-2 million.
Everybody's
so
got
buy, what?
Everybody's got enemies, and when you buy the house next door that's $1 million that's in your neighborhood, there's somebody that hates you that's going to come rolling through. You know, people are crazy.
I'm the best neighbor in the world, though. Well, so anyway, I'd buy a house in Hawaii. I'd buy a house in Sherman Oaks. I'd buy a house in Manhattan, New York.
Well, here's a $1 million question: do you even play the lotto?
Yeah. We've already discussed this. I play every week. I play Super Lotto, Powerball, and Mega. I play the same numbers, and I have every week for 10 years.
I only do it when I'm pressured into it. Like, well, there's a lot of zeros. I might as well do
it. I don't gamble a whole lot in other ways. So I can afford $12 a week for the for the billionth chance that I might win the lottery. It's $12 a week. I mean, at the end of the day, I have $500 disposable income every year that I can spend on the lottery. And that's what I do.
Okay.
But I don't gamble on other stuff. I don't go to Vegas and do slots. I don't play table games anymore. I don't do poker or anything like that. Like literally the lottery is like my only gambling.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
hey, if I win $2 billion, man, I'll let you know. I'll immediately indoctrinate you into the Walls clan, the billionaire Walls clan.
You cannot play if you do not wait. You cannot win.
You can't win if you don't play.
If you don't play.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I think you've convinced me. All right. We'll be back tomorrow for another show. This is the Barry Funkhauser Show.
Atlantis Casino Resort Spa Reno presents Eastern Dining in the Grand Ballroom and Toucan Charlie's Buffet. Prefix dinners in Bistro Napa and the Steakhouse. Go online to AtlantisCasino.com/Easter for reservations.